Eddie Mair on LBC.
In less than 24 hours, Donald Trump will no longer be president. Live from Washington, here is Simon Marks's American Day.
Less than 24 hours, Eddie. There's a lot going on as the sands of time expire on the Trump presidency, and it's not easy to keep up. We learnt within the last couple of hours that two members of the National Guard are being relieved of their duties to protect the inauguration tomorrow out of fear that they might be a threat to the inauguration tomorrow. 36 hours ago, the Army Secretary surprised Washington by announcing there would be another round of security vetting for the 20,000 plus troops on the streets here, an unprecedented show of force following the violent invasion of the Capitol 13 days ago. Now we've learnt that two soldiers have been found to have ties to pro-Trump right-wing militias here. That does not mean, insists the Pentagon, that there is an active plot to disrupt the inauguration, but it certainly suggests continuing concern about the enemy within. Donald Trump's violent, conspiracy theory-believing supporters and just how many members of the law enforcement community might be sympathetic to them. On Capitol Hill, they've been rehearsing for Joe Biden's big day tomorrow, a Marine Corps band practicing the fanfare that will ring out when first Kamala Harris and then Joe Biden take their respective oaths of office. You can sense change in the air, because while the rehearsals are underway on the grounds of the Capitol, inside the building, there is all sorts of repositioning taking place. Take a listen to Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, within the last 90 minutes, openly blaming President Trump for fomenting and inciting the attack by his violent mob on the U.S. Congress just as it was about to affirm Joe Biden's election win.
The last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night.
Tomorrow, Senator McConnell will not be at the send-off ceremony for President Trump at Andrews Air Force Base. Instead, he'll join Joe Biden in prayer at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, a morning service before the inaugural officially gets underway. At exactly the moment the president-elect and the congressional leadership are in church, President Trump and his family will be skipping town aboard Air Force One and skipping their traditional responsibilities to participate in ceremonies that are the hallmark of America's democracy, the peaceful constitutional transfer of power. Also on Capitol Hill today, some clarity about the president's impeachment trial. It is going to happen, says the man now running the show, Democrat Senator Charles Schumer.
After what he has done, the consequences of which we were all witness to, Donald Trump should not be eligible to run for office ever again. All of us want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. Not sweeping such a severe charge, such awful actions under the rug. So let me be clear. There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate. There will be a vote on convicting the president for high crimes and misdemeanors. And if the president is convicted, there will be a vote on barring him from running again.
That means Donald Trump needs a lawyer, possibly by the end of this week. So far, he hasn't found one. When he does, they'll be busy. Three committees of Congress are already investigating the attack on the Capitol. There are, of course, the ongoing criminal investigations into the activities of the Trump business empire in New York. And now, calls for a government commission of inquiry to probe the reasons why there's been a neat intersection between all the things President Trump has done and the interests of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Historically, we will find out who he's beholden to, who pulls his strings.
That's Hillary Clinton in conversation last night on her podcast with Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
I would love to see his phone records to see whether he was talking to Putin the day that the insurgents invaded our Capitol. Do you think we need a 9/11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
I do. I don't know what Putin has on him politically, financially, or personally. But what happened last week was a gift to Putin, because Putin wants to undermine democracy in our country and throughout the world. And these people, unbeknownst to them maybe, are Putin puppets.
There's enough support in the House of Representatives, she says, to launch the kind of commission that investigated the Kennedy assassination in a bid to get to the bottom of the mysterious hold Russia has had over Donald Trump. The president, spending his last day preparing to issue a raft of commutations and pardons that reportedly will not include anyone by the name of Trump, has not been similarly constrained when it comes to China. And today, on his last full day in office, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has officially accused the Chinese government of genocide against the Muslim Uyghur minority in Xinjiang. In a further bid to tie the hands of the Biden administration before the inauguration, he's issued a blistering statement equating the treatment of Uyghurs in Xinjiang to the Holocaust. It should be noted that Joe Biden himself has previously called China's actions a genocide, but this move raises the stakes considerably. We should get reaction in the next hour from Antony Blinken, whose confirmation hearing to be America's next Secretary of State is about to get underway on Capitol Hill. Among other officials having their hearings today, Avril Haines proposed as the new Director of National Intelligence, the first woman nominated for that post.
If I have the honor of being confirmed, I look forward to leading the intelligence community on behalf of the American people, to safeguarding their interests, advancing their security and their prosperity, and to defending our democracy, our freedom, and our values.
That will be no small feat, with millions of people out there who believe that Joe Biden is about to become an illegitimate president of the United States. Joe Biden on his feet at the moment in Wilmington, Delaware, for a send-off rally. After that, he'll be heading to Washington, D.C. to get ready for the day that lies ahead. Those supporters of President Trump have bought in to Donald Trump's lies about the election being rigged, with, as we saw 13 days ago, deadly consequences. And some of them, according to the FBI, are going to continue fighting on Donald Trump's behalf as he sets himself up at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, the golf club that he hopes to turn into an alternative center of power, as he breaks another tradition in America, remaining silent during his successor's time in office. As we prepare for tomorrow, it will be easy to focus on the music, the performances by J-Lo and Lady Gaga, the speeches, the flourishes, the ruffles, the pomp and the ceremony. But remember, throughout, we will be witnessing an inauguration like no other, as one first family lacks the decency to welcome the next first family into their new residence. It will always be shocking that there will be no pictures of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Melania Trump and Jill Biden, walking through the corridors of the White House together, leaving the White House and heading to the inauguration together. It's not too late, even at this hour, for the Trumps, both of them, to do the right thing. But we all know, Eddie, it's never going to happen.
Simon Marks, back tomorrow with me from 4 for our coverage of the inauguration.